better, much better tempo than.
Cool.
Friends at Spring Canyon. I'm sure you're going to appreciate this.
Much better tempo practice. The first day, I liked the whole tempo. I mean, in and out of drills. Some of these young guys are starting to get the hang of it again, getting back the ball, and less people, so you got to take more reps. So you got to get going. Very good physical part of it. I liked. We were physical, not hurting each other, practicing the right way, good with the pitch with our hands. Defense, we did some real nice things. See some really athletic guys over there. Guys, at all three levels, front linebackers and secondary. Offensively, Tua caught the ball much better today. In the running game, and Carlos looked really good out there today, I thought. Just got to continue to grow. We got a lot of growth. We got potential. We got good players. We got to get them in the right places and get very consistent. That's going to be our goal by the end of spring. Questions?
Sounds like defense maybe a little more emphasis with the players you're losing.
I'm going to tell you now. I mean, defensively, I've been very pleased. I mean, the knowledge of those guys and what guys have stayed. Even though we had some guys leaving, but there's a lot of experienced guys that really know what to do. Linebackers, Legway jumps out at me. Matthew Thomas looks really good. Terrence Smith and some of those guys. I mean, those guys have all jumped out there and stepped up to some roles that I'm very proud of. The ends. Eddie Goldman's getting much better every day. I like a lot of his part of this. So some of those guys in the secondary now, we're pretty talented back there.
Has Goldman, you said, I guess it was fourth quarter, he was a little overweight. Has he dropped?
Yeah, his weight is way back in the playing field, and where he needs to be and what's going on. It's getting better and better every day and becoming great too.
That's been noticeable, weight as far as how it's improved his play out there?
Amazing. How it makes you quicker, makes you allowed to use your ability. Yeah, he was. He's got dinged one time in the head. Kind of nothing bad. Just keeping out precautionary, and he'll be good.
In the head,
yeah.
Anything in particular you liked about having a Terrence Smith moving him over to the well?
No, I mean, it's a versatility and be able to learn two or three positions, because those older guys like Telvin and Christian, you don't know when a guy gets injured, you don't know a guy does this. When you can mix and match guys to get the best people or personnel on the field in different packages, and when you get older, you need to be multiple in your positions. And then it also lets you understand your defense better. Like, if you know what the wheel's really doing as a Mike or whatever you're doing, a Sam, it allows you to play differently in certain situations. That's one of the reasons I like doing as much as anything.
Physically, is Jalen kind of exactly the guy you want to have?
Oh, Jalen can do about anything he wants to do. I mean, he's playing safety, he's playing nickel, he's playing corner. I've been extremely pleased with what he's playing. Then PJ has looked really well. Tyler Hunter, after he didn't hit anybody right now, he moved around. Marcus Bruce has had a good spring. I think Trey Marshall is going to be a really good player. I think he's got corner capability too. Really good. Some things he does. I mean, that's been a good group. I really have.
You've been pretty much better every season since you've been here. Is this possible? You got that kind of talent on hand right now?
I don't know that. I mean, how we go? We have a talented team. We've got good players. How they gel and how selfless they become, like last year's group did, and how mature they become in wanting to be consistent, not being able to do it, not being able to do it at times, but do it all the time and get them in the right roles. I mean, that's a chance. But we have a chance to have a good football team.
How different or difficult will it be being coming off the season you just had?
Hey, everybody go play the game. Line them up and play. You can't worry about that. You've got to hunt a new championship. Yeah, he does. It's good. Scooter playing in the slot has done some good things. Really been pleased with Bobo out there. Bobo's come on. Isaiah's getting better. Kermit today, he was off and on, a bit consistent. We got him some plays in space, and then we got hit in his routes. He was better. And Kermit and Christian Green's having some.
Scooter on that knee, do you see any difference now that he's back? Yeah. Still going
well. Still 100%. Same. Yeah, going good. I think he tweaked something today. Maybe a little handy, real tight. Not bad. Just tweaked one of those today.
Back to Jalen, do you expect him to kind of fill the void in terms of vocally that when Marcus had?
There ain't no doubt. He's smart. He knows he knows all three positions. He can lead. He can talk. He's intelligent. He processes it. He gets it to his teammates. He affects his teammates. Really, really, I'm very pleased with his whole dynamic of how he's playing. And he's taking that role. I mean, sometimes being able to do it and feeling comfortable doing it, he feels very comfortable.
This is a pretty smooth transition with Coach Kelly, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, it really has. Because it's the same terminology, same defense, same everything.
You talk so much about cross-training guys. Is that tough, though, with the limited amount of time and hours you get with these guys?
It's demanding on them because they have to learn quickly in a short amount of time. And bounce from But in the long run, it's going to help. And like I say, right now, we got to cram as much information in as you can. You got to build your library right now. Because however we play in the spring, that ain't going to kill. It's getting them to the fall. And many times you give them reps and give them the knowledge here. And even if they get it here and they don't regurgitate it again until the fall in the third game of the year, but they've had, just because you're familiar with something makes you easier to learn it when that package is pulled out. So right now we got to cram as much information in those guys as possible.
And Jalen as a blitzer, what really stands out? Because he talked about he loves to blitz.
It's so athletic. He can burst. He can change. He can bend. He can run by. He can. If you're going to square him, he's got moves to like a back to get around you. But he's also physical enough to take on a back or run on an edge. And he's long. He can get his hands in the air. And block passing.
More questions?
Schedule James this weekend? Be here?
No, he'll be here. Then he'll.
He's not get up there.
And then we'll get him back up for the games or whatever we do after.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.